Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to My Mindset, your daily dose of affirmations and inspiration to rock motherhood and life with grace and confidence. I'm Laura Bennett, and just like you, sometimes I feel like a human spin cycle caught in the whirlwind of commitments, demands, and well, let's be honest, expectations. Today, we're diving into something crucial, the art of saying no without that nasty guilt creeping in. Ever felt like your to-do list is longer than a CVS receipt? You know that feeling when you're constantly nodding yes out of obligation, leaving you depleted and longing for some me time. Saying no can feel like a superpower, yet so many of us struggle with it. We worry about letting people down, disappointing others, or appearing selfish. But trust me, learning to say no is a gift to yourself, a way to protect your energy, prioritize what truly matters, and show up as the best version of you. Here are 5 key takeaways to master the art of saying no without that pesky guilt. 1. Recognize your worth. You're not obligated to be everything to everyone. Remember, your time, energy, and talents are precious resources. Saying yes to every request can leave you feeling stretched thin and resentful. It's okay to prioritize your well-being and set boundaries that honor your needs. 2. Practice saying no kindly but firmly. You don't need to apologize profusely or over-explain yourself. A simple thank you for thinking of me, but I won't be able to take that on right now can be enough. Think of it like saying no to a slice of cake when you're already full. It's about being respectful while staying true to your limits. 3. Offer alternatives. If you genuinely want to help but can't commit, suggest alternatives. Maybe you can offer support in a different way, connect them with someone else who might be able to help, or reschedule for a later time when you have more availability. 4. Don't fear the disappointment. It's okay if someone is initially disappointed by your no. Remember, true friends and family will understand and respect your boundaries. It's about choosing healthy relationships where your needs are also valued. 5. Celebrate your no's. Saying no can be empowering. Acknowledge your courage for setting those boundaries and honoring your commitments to yourself. Each no is a step towards creating a more balanced and fulfilling life. Think back to that last time you felt obligated to say yes, even though your inner voice was screaming nope. Maybe it was agreeing to volunteer at another event when you were already stretched thin, or taking on an extra project at work when you just wanted to recharge. How did you feel after? Drained? Resentful? Probably not exactly radiating joy, right? That's where saying no comes in. It's like a mental and emotional reset button. Let's imagine Sarah, who's juggling motherhood, a demanding job, and a social life that feels more like a marathon than a stroll in the park. She constantly feels pressured to say yes to everything, from school bake sales to neighborhood potlucks to impromptu coffee dates with friends. While she loves her community and wants to contribute, saying yes to everything leaves her feeling exhausted and overwhelmed. One day, Sarah realizes she needs a change. She starts practicing saying no to commitments that drain her energy or don't align with her priorities. Instead of accepting every request, she politely declines some events and prioritizes spending quality time with her family. To her surprise, the world doesn't collapse. Her friends and family understand, and Sarah feels a newfound sense of peace and control. She has more time to recharge, pursue her passions, and be fully present for the people she loves. Saying no isn't about being selfish or uncaring, it's about honoring your needs and creating space for what truly matters. Remember, you have the power to choose how you spend your time and energy. Don't let guilt hold you back from living a fulfilling life on your own terms. So, my amazing listeners, I challenge you to embrace the art of saying no. Start small, practice consistently, and watch as it transforms your life. Remember, you are worthy of setting boundaries and prioritizing your well-being. Now go out there and rock that no with confidence. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder that saying no is a superpower, not a weakness. I'll be back tomorrow with another dose of Mom Mindset magic. Until then, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.